FM.
A center for ants.
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit citr.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is The Burrow. And this is a band from Chicago called Disappears. This program is called The Burrow. My name is Andy Resto, and you're listening to CITR 11.9 FM, located on the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. Start off the show today, we heard from a band hailing from Chicago, Illinois, called Disappears. They came out with an album, I believe their third album, possibly their sophomore efforts, but anything but sophomoric is this album. It's called Ereal, hard to pronounce. Song was called Another Thought. One of my, first quarter 2015 favorites, Disappears, Ereal. After that, we just heard Being Held by a band called The Four Carnation. It was their only release, self-titled release, came out back in turn of the century, 2000, I believe. That's kind of my comp of the Disappears album, very similar to the Four Carnation album in many different ways. Four Carnation kind of made up of people of different bands from the 90s, most notably bands like Slint and Tortoise, etc. All right, up next, I have a song by Montreal artist Marie Davidson, who's going to be coming to Vancouver in just under a month, April 9th, at the Fox Cabaret, playing with someone called Bone, a duo called Bone from Texas, and a couple other good local artists, Minimal Violence, Project of Ashley Luck from Lie, and Cosmetics are going to be playing. I'm very excited because Marie Davidson has tentatively agreed to do an interview for this program, so that should be coming up in the near future. Therefore, you might be hearing a little bit more from her album on this show in the future, called Perte d'Identité. Now, I can't speak French, so I'm gonna butcher some of these pronunciations. But the album called Loss of Identity in English, Perte d'Identité, came out last year, 2014. It is very, very good. I'm going to give some extracts from the description of this album on Bandcamp, because sometimes you just can't top critics' explanations of albums. She refines her storytelling with suffocating tales that are both intimate and melancholic. Meanwhile, her miraculously human electronic rhythms are as frantic and hypnotic as an intense stare. In her premiere full-length album, she invites you to take a look in the peephole, that's a little bit awkward, revealing a fascinating cinematic picture. What you will be shown are the parts of yourself which you're scared and ashamed of, but also the ones that reveal a haunting and glamorous sensuality. That is pertaining to Perte d'Identité by Marie Davidson. And I'm going to play a song called Abduction here on The Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Dan Hamhuis. On the ice, I play defense for the Vancouver Canucks. Off the ice, I've joined another team, the Canucks Autism Network, and I hope you'll join us for our family festival on Sunday, April 12th at Jack Poole Plaza. Enjoy live entertainment, food, and family-friendly activities as we celebrate World Autism Awareness Month. And best of all, it's free. So come out on April 12th and help spread awareness. To learn more, please visit CanucksAutism.ca/support.
Have you imagined yourself working in the field on development and diplomatic issues? Canada's United Nations Association provides international development and diplomacy internships, which are self-funded, six-month deployments providing successful applicants with invaluable work experience. The internships are a proven bridge to employment, with over 94% of interns finding related work within 3 months of completing. We provide professional support before, during, and after your deployment. Are you flexible, adaptable, comfortable in challenging situations? Ready to be part of building a better world? Apply today. Visit www.unac.org for more details. Applications will be accepted until March 16th. That's www.unac.org.
It is currently the Borough on CITR 11.9 FM here until 4 p.m. for your listening pleasure. And we just heard Marie Davidson from her 2014 release Per d'identité, coming to town April 9th at the Fox Cabaret. Going to switch gears for this next set. We have been grooving a little bit. Dark grooves up to this point with Disappears, For Carnation, and Marie Davidson. But, you know, sometimes it's good to just hear some loud rock and roll music. Some good down-to-earth, but very loud rock and roll music. This is Brooklyn's White Suns with their 2010 release, Waking in the Reservoir, a song called First Purge.
and the ring is complete. Words speak our language, and the wounds heal. Call off the torture, wind can help. I'm not the one we are. I'm not the one that you see. I'm not the one. It's not supposed to be, because the victim needs to breathe. Tear away the broken page, and the room fades away. I realize we've lost sleep. Be alone again. Terrorism instincts. Be alone again. She talks never and slows down with age. A staircase to nowhere, and he just falls away. She knows I need it. His face shows innocence. Writing with color, it's silver laced again. There's nothing more to speak about. There's nothing more to our language. There's nothing more to speak about. There's nothing more to our language. There's nothing more to speak about. There's nothing more to our language.
That was Mormon Crosses, band from right here in Vancouver. Came out with a two-track EP single of sorts called Exit Type. That song was called Braxton Hicks, and the vocals on that track are Mishka Way, who is the lead singer of White Lung, more well-known for her role in White Lung. More well-known for her role as a screamer rather than spoken word. But very good track, Mormon Crosses. Before that was a band called Snit, also from Vancouver. Just released a project called Optimized. And Snit and Mormon Crosses played this weekend together as a tour kickoff show for Snit. So good luck to those folks. Song is called Conception. It's a very good album, Optimized. And also before that, I played a band called Psy, is how I pronounce it, H-S-Y, from Toronto, kind of a noise rock, I don't know, it's noisy shoegaze music from Toronto. Anyhow, the, one of the members of that band, her name is slipping my mind now, but, has another project called Animi. And she just released her new album as Animi, which is why I was brought back to thinking about Psy, or H-S-Y. The song I played was called Ladies' Night, and it's on a self-titled five-track album. All right. I thought I'd dig into my collection a little bit, find something that's been on rotation for me for the last week or so, and that I think a lot of the bands I just played remind me heavily of at least this album or this band. Band called Swell Maps, the album Jane from Occupied Europe. This album I always have overlooked, I've found, because I started listening to it again this last week, and it is incredible, and I can't stop listening to it. And so I'm going to play a song called Blenheim Shots off of Swell Maps album Jane from Occupied Europe here on the Burrow, CITR 11.9 FM. Wasn't that just lovely? Swell Maps, Blenheim Shots off of Jane from Occupied Europe. As I said, this album is a hidden gem, no doubt. Let's take a brief respite here from the Burrow and listen to some important announcements, and I will see you on the other side.
Hello. Bonjour. My name is Aaron Joseph here in Vancouver, British Columbia. In the next few days, myself as well as other colleagues from around the province will be joining in on the festivities put on by Rendezvous de la Francophonie. In an effort to celebrate the French culture here in our backyard, we've decided to shine the spotlight on everyday Francophones living in our community.
My name is Melanie Gauthier. I'm 42 years old. I work in sales for Club Intra-West. I was born in Sherbrooke, Quebec, and I live in Vancouver. I know we are a minority in the country, and we're close to the States. The French population is actually quite small. So what it means, I guess, is trying to keep that French language going in North America is probably not an easy thing. Being French back in Quebec is not really special. You're just in a sea of people, pretty much the same as yourself. Here, the difference is everybody asks me right away, oh, you have an accent, where are you from? So I kind of stand out that way, and for jobs as well, because, you know, people who are looking for French bilinguals, it definitely gives you an advantage. I would say definitely if we think about like childhood things, passe-partout was a big one, picotine, fanfreluche, those things, you know, like they were all really good shows we had on TV actually that probably has shaped a lot what we became in a certain way. It was really educational too. Definitely Félix Leclerc and Gilles Vigneault, who are really amazing poets and writers. It helps me with my job. I speak with a lot of clients who are in Quebec. But sometimes, mind you, even if you're on a different track, once in a while, you can only think of the word in French. Or you're speaking French and you can only think of the word in English. So then I'll just say it out in French and then I'll explain to the person, this is what I'm saying, I just can't remember the word in English. My name is Mélanie Gauthier, et moi je suis francophone.
For more information on the Rendezvous de la Francophonie project, visit us at rvf.ca.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
Oh, I'm sorry, what was that? You wanted to hear instrumental black metal on the burrow? Well, I've got it. I happen to have it right here for you. This is Black Silas, new album called Mysteries. Song is called To Become. Silice, as in C-I-L-I-C-E, is another term for a hair shirt. So the thing that, you know, maybe nuns or monks would wear as to punish themselves or to discipline themselves for their sinful thoughts. Wear it close to their skin and scratch their skin, things like that. So keep in mind as you listen to this track. that is something else. I'll tell you what. That was Black Silas' new album called Mysteries on a record label called Iron Bonehead, which, I'm just going to be honest, makes them sound like they're trying to be tough. You know, it's got very hard metal music on it, like Black Silas. But Iron Bonehead, it seems like it's like you're making fun. It's like it's a goofball you're making fun of. Anyway, Iron Bonehead Records just came out. Album's called Mysteries. Song is called To Become. And it sounds quite fantastic, I must say. That moaning, that guitar moaning that's going on in the background throughout that whole track is great. New Moon Duo album on Sacred Bones Records just came out, called Shadow of the Sun. They are up to their old tricks, their old psychedelic jammy tricks with this album. And I'm going to play a song called Thieves. Was the Moon Duo with Thieves off of their new album Shadow of the Sun. They're going to be in town on March 27th, so just about 2 weeks away, playing at the Biltmore. So wrapping up this week's episode of The Burrow, thank you everybody for listening. Jade is here coming up with a little bit of soul.
Hey.
And I hear there's some disco along with some soul this week. So stay tuned. Very exciting. To leave you all, I'm going to, fade out with the track by the Cocteau Twins, who I've played on the program before. I was having a discussion about Peel sessions, favorite Peel sessions of bands, and this one is always prominent in my mind. Cocteau Twins from 1982 did a terrific Peel session, and so I'm going to play the first first song that they did during this session. Thank you all for listening. Stay tuned. Next week, going to be a different host of the Burrow next week. I will be away, but it's going to be a very, very good show next week. So I'm going to leave it as a mystery, but tune in and stay tuned for a little bit of soul on next.
Why, hello there, and welcome to the show. I've been looking forward to 4 p.m. on this Monday, March 16th. I hope you have been too. That's because it's Little Bit of Soul's time slot. My name's Jade, and I'll be infiltrating some jazz, soul, and R&B tunes into your life today. That is, if you make sure to stick around and keep on listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Today on the show, we've got Clifford Brown, Julie London, Diodato, Madeleine Peru, and many other artists. So let's keep at it. Thanks so much for joining me. You're listening to the program Little Bit of Soul on CITR 101.9 FM.